It's Toy Hoday, the Toy Away, Rabbi Yehuda Steinberg.
Morning. Very, very special schus for you to have my father Shlita here. And there's often one focuses on the things that we could be doing better. But sometimes it's worthwhile to take a moment to think about the things that we're doing right. It's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that every morning is busy, people have got lots of things to do, and they spend time coming to a shir. It's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, it's a tremendous chizuk. A person puts what's most important first. Chazal say that the chumum was actually bilchu b'atayot b'tchilo. They say b'derech melitz, b'derech v'emez, that when people would give each other a bracha, they wouldn't bench the bench for panos or for gezunt, and teyu would be last. And that's no good. Actually, bilchu b'atayot b'tchilo. When you give this person a bracha, the first thing you should bench him is that he should be zeichet to teyu. And that's what everybody here, by coming to a shir at the beginning of the day, is displaying. Once off the few short vet on the parsha, it was big bat mitzvah shem bat tishvav. Megal Amukis tells us Eile hadvorim. He says Eile is loshetivus avak loshen ho. He says that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say it al kol yisro, because unfortunately the Gemara tells us b'vavasa that avak loshen ho is something that everybody's nichshalin. He says further Eile is gematria 36. There were 36 days that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musa to Klal Yisrael from Mishchodesh Shvat until his last day on Zayin Adar. Eila, it's very nice to remind him in the words Eila, Avak Loshen Ho, and the 36 days that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael. The Rachaim HaKadosh goes to the first Pasuk, and every word he says it's another Musa Haskel, how a person has to live his life. So he goes through each word. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael. Says the Rachaim HaKadosh. What does he say to Klal Yisrael? Be'eva hayardim. Says the Rachaim HaKadosh. Be'eva is to remind us of the power that Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu was one side of the world and we are on the other side. Meaning that a person should be able to withstand the temptation and the influence of the whole world. Be'eva, you be on the other side. Don't get upset about what everybody else thinks. Be'eva. Then he says hayardim. Better is that which a person tells themselves off more than all the makas of the world. More than mere malchus, more says. So be'eva, you have to be on the side. Ayardin, you have to, a person has to be able to put inside his own heart. Vidu, a person has to be able to give musa to himself. Bamidbar, be'eva yad bamidbar. The desert, Chazal tells, midbar is a symbol of anava, of humility. More says, if you want to be zeichet to Torah, you have to be like a midbar, which is hefke lakoyim. The pasuk says, "By midbar, a person has to have humility." But then it carries on, "Ba'arava." Ba'arava says, "Racham Hakadosh is an expression of aravos, of pleasantness." Many times, people are humble, and in their humility, they are not learning to be nice to other people because they treat everybody lowly. A person has to be with humility, but treat others pleasantly. And he says, perhaps also, "Ba'arava" is the aravos that sometimes a person is humble; they're not makpid to give the teichacha which they're supposed to. So even if a person is like a midbar with a novel, but by a novel they still have the albus of Klal Yisrael. If a person sees something wrong, he has to stand up for it. Moy l'suf, the Mishnah tells us that if a person wants not to do an aveira, he has to constantly have in front of his mind, dalif neim, or on that a person has to constantly have an idea of what's going to be his end. Moy l'suf, the end should be constantly in front of you. Moil suf, it should be in front. It should be opposite to you, the suf. Moil, opposite to you, suf, the end of the person's life. Bein pon, bein teifa, he brings the chivis of novas. That a chosid, tzalose, befono, vedagose, beliboy. On the outside, he has to show a certain amount of joy, a certain amount of happiness. But inside, he has to be aware that his shortcomings. So he says, poron, and teifa, pon, zoshim, pe'er, glory. So tofel is expression of unpleasant, of unsalted. Tofel is not geschmack. So a person has to have both inside in front of his mind. A person has to, on one hand, be able to have that tremendous kindness and happiness when he's referring to other people, but inside have the tofel. But Lavan, he says, that is to have a pure heart, Lev Toy, a white, pure heart. The Chatzeves, he says, Lez Chatzeves, Beis Hashem, is Limud HaTeva B'Kvius. The Dizov is that a person, when he comes to gold, he should say, I have enough. He shouldn't say that I need more and more. Also, he says that a person should say to himself that whatever I have, it's as if I've got gold. I don't need more than what I have. It is all, what I have is as good as gold. So Chacham HaKadosh very, very beautifully describes. And if a person goes to each of these levels of the psukim, the Eva, to be on the side of the world, the Yardin, the Vidui, the Tuchah, the Midbar, the humility, the Avoba, the Arvus, or the pleasantness, Mulsuf, a person should be opposite in front of his mind, his end. Being poor, no being tearful, the pe'e and the tearful, as the Chacham HaKadosh says, the love and the leiv toy, the chatzeres is the tamu toy, the zov, is when it comes to gold, the person should say, I have enough, a person doesn't say, I need more. Rashi the Maaseh tells us with zov, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu told of Klal Yisrael that they did the ego, which they made because they had too much zov. Moshe Brachos tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mayasa ben velo yechto, what can a child do? And not be over that day. The moment is a marshal of a father who takes his child and dresses him, anoints him, gives him all the food he needs, all the money he needs, and he puts him at Pesach Shabbos. Mayasa ben velo yechto. What can the child do? It's impossible that he won't be nichshol that day. Rav Yeruchim Zichron Sefer Das Torah uses this as a springboard to go through a very big ma'arocha. The ma'arocha of that the achana, the preparation for something, is far more important than almost anything else. He says like this, if a person eats a very, very, very big meal, much more than they need, and then they go to bed very, very, very late, and then they wake up the next morning sluggish and they're unable to learn, at which stage do they do that avail? Eating too much? Not really an avail, person allowed to eat. Going to bed very late? Can't call that an avail, it's not one of the sluggish that misses on time. Wake up the next morning sluggish, that's natural. Not being able to learn. The answer is the Chazal are telling us that when a person is in preparation for something, that is the ikar avoid of a person is even before he comes to the actual mitzvah. Many times I think about it, sometimes a person is stuck in hospital. Go to the A&E, you can be there for hours and hours. The person's gone with a good sefer. And sometimes it's necessary to work out which sefer is more matim. Which sefer is more suitable? A person takes only a Gemara. A person may struggle to spend 5-6 hours learning Gemara. A person takes different form, Shia to listen to. A person goes on holiday. If he doesn't know what time Sosman Kirishma is in the neighborhood. So you can say, I didn't do an avir not knowing what time Kirishma, how was I supposed to know? And then by the time it comes to it, it's very, very difficult to keep to this man if a person doesn't know it. The achana for a mitzvah is the ikar of a mitzvah. He says, the achana, the ikar, he says, a strategic general doesn't go into a battle unless he knows that he's able to win. And a yid has to work his whole life like that. Before he comes to any matzav of the sun, he has to be very, very clear what is going to be. And in the preparation or the lack of preparations, whether the mitzvah will be lost or not. He says, the Chazal are not being magzim over here, I'm not exaggerating, Mayasa ben velo yechto. Chazal are telling us that in certain situations, it's actually impossible to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. But that was because before you came to the mitzvah, you got it all wrong. And that's he says, with these observations, it's a very big inyan. Especially when it comes to like times when as man, a person has to have certain working out what's going to be a choshved. Tamz Rochem told me that he's got a son who needs to fly for 11 hours. 11 hours needs to fly. For a certain one place to another. And his son is only 14, 15. And you know, his 14, 15 hour flight, he said to me, he's struggling to work out what to do for his son. To tell him not to watch anything, it would be quite impossible. To tell him that it's okay to watch, that would be terrible. So what should he do? Should he buy him a book? He even cleared, this is a chashva, I was waiting for me, even declared to buy him a DVD player with it, with something with it that's already programmed, but that way he should have something, but that he should know that it's something which not. This is a tremendous Musa Haskim. This is a chiluk of Ashtas V'Dizov. If a person is not prepared, the more will happen is he comes onto the flight and suddenly he's stuck. What's going to happen? And then he literally says, oh, it's not my fault. What could I have done? I couldn't sleep, I couldn't learn. No. Chazal tell us a person b'chiyur to be meichin, to be prepared before a mitzvah. And before bin hazman, it's extremely important to have a ma'arocha. What is a person going to learn? What time is a person going to daven? If it's prepared in the mind, the person will be successful, otherwise it won't work. I want to speak a little bit about Oig Melech HaBoshem. It's very interesting, by the way, that Oig, his bed was 9 amas. Sounds interesting. There's something called Eli Groskopf, so Shkulim or not, wants to ask this as a question. Because I'll tell us that human being is 3 amas. 3 amas. So Oig was 9 amas, Rashi straight away says it was his amas, because our amas, 9 amas, wouldn't be very big at all. The problem is, but why was his own 9 amas? He should only be three, his bed, most people's beds will be 3 to 4 amas. You want your bed to be slightly longer than yourself. So if a person's 3 amas, his bed would be 4 amas. Why would he have a bed of 9 amas? Seemingly, Oig Melech HaBoshem was very disproportionate. He wasn't made to measure. He says, even more than that, I think about it, I don't know, you can argue, that Moshe Rabbeinu jumped 30 amas and hit him on the ankle. Now, Chazal tell us, Oig was huge. Now, the ankle of a person is about between a tenth and a twentieth of a person's height. Going at their biggest, 20th, meaning it would be 600 amas high. 600 amas high, you'd be able to lift up a mountain or 3 palsa. So he must have been built very strangely. It's not exact to think about what was Oig, why did he have a bed of his own 9 amas? What's very interesting is Chazal saying that he was called Oig. Why was he called Oig? He once in his life did something right. What did he do? He came to Avraham Avinu to tell him that Lot, your nephew, has been captured. And when did he come? Which day of the year? It was Pesach, we said, at the end of the Seder night, that Lot, was said that Avraham Avinu fought the 4 kings, was the night of Seder. So Avraham Avinu was baking Ogis Matzos, so call him Oig. And it's the most amazing, amazing thing. The Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous of Oig because of that one mitzvah that he did. Not because of his strength, not because of his power, because of the one mitzvah. It's an amazing thing. Rashi says at a few places by Eiv, Ayesh bo Eitzim Ayin. Rashi says, is Eiv still alive? If Eiv is alive, then it's dangerous. It's amazing to think about, sometimes you hear the Talmud Chacham, it's Nifter. Say, okay, I never learned from him, I didn't hear Shurim. No, it's not true that, because at the end of the day, it can change a person's whole life. Oig did one mitzvah, and because of that, Avraham Avinu was very, very scared of him. And so Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous of him. But why call him Oig? Oig means a cake. Call him a matzah. So once it's from Pinchas Roberts, they said like this, that Oig's intention was the worst of intentions. He hoped that Avraham Avinu should die, and that he should be able to marry Saul. So when a person makes matzahs shaloi lishmo, if you have no kavanah to make matzahs, then what's the halacha? In Nayotza, the matzahs are not good. So Ogis matzahs are really 2 words, Oig, cakes and matzahs. Oig, he saw Avraham Avinu baking matzahs, and he didn't realize that when you don't make it lishmo, all you've got left is a piece of cake. You've got no matzah to eat at all. So we remind him that Oig, we've just been learning Dershul, Dachas Tefillin. Aloch is that somebody who speaks, when finish Shilad, is finish Shavoish, Chizom Orecham Lachamok. Imagine such a thing. Imagine if the Israeli army would say to you, the first question is, have you ever spoken, when finish Shilad, finish Shavoish? It's an unbelievable thing. What's the idea? Because a person's voice is the mind, what's his intention? The yad is his hand, what he's doing. If there's a difference between the two, if it's not connected, then the person, Chizom Orecham Lachamok, his whole life is not really serving Hashem properly. Oig was Shilad Lishmo. It was the spitz, it was the epitome of Shlo Lishmo. So we call him the name Oig. You did a mitzvah. You did. You once helped the Talmud Chacham. You once helped the Avraham Avinu. But when you did it Shlo Lishmo. So what you are is a piece of cake. You're not really a matzah. The Kli Yaakov tells us, it's a very famous Kli Yaakov, it's Kedai to read it. The Kli Yaakov tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that when you come past Halseyin, Fnulochem Tzfoino says that a person has to make sure when he goes next to Halseyeh that he should keep away, each person should hide his wealth. A person should hide his wealth because Knulchem Sfoida means to hide all the. And he says, this pasuk, he says, he goes all the way to the depths of what a person is supposed to live his life. He says that when you go around Halseyeh, then lo yitin yisoh mutadvidach kaf regel until Mashiach comes. So he says, unfortunately, that we're going to be service ha'azeh, we're going to be going around Esau for many, many, many years. We're unfortunately going to spend the golos of Edom, is lasting a long time. And he said, if a yid has a siyat dishmah, that he has a wealth, he should hide it. Because for Esau's mind, everything has been stolen from him. So therefore, Vavlochem, keep make it here, don't show off. And he says, unfortunately, people do the opposite. The minute they have a bit of money, they flaunt it. And the Kleokas says the flaunting of a person's wealth is the cause of all the suffering that we are suffering from the goyim. And the person has to do everything he can. And again, I was thinking that we come to Bina Zmanim, we're going in front of the goyim. The goyim consider, according to Kleokas, and as Chazal tell us, everything that we have was stolen from them. So we can't limit ourselves from going out for walks and things. But there are certain things we can do not to flaunt it, not to annoy them unnecessarily. That's the Kleokas of Homalech, and he says that those who are suffering from the goyim, it's their own, so to speak, their own fault. Why are you flaunting it? Why are you causing more jealousy than necessary? It's interesting, Chazal tell us that Medrash Rabba says, Vav Lochem, because Esav HaRosha, when Yaakovinu offered him the gift, Esav HaRosha said, Yesh li rov, I've got enough, I don't need your gift. Hashem asks, what's the connection? Again, I saw a word like this, that Esav, for one moment, was ready to relinquish a certain amount of wealth. He said, I've got enough. Mice and then he took it, everything. But for a moment, he said to Yaakov Avinu, I don't need more wealth. So because of that, we have to be able to say to Esav, we have enough wealth. We don't need to flaunt it more than what we have. If Esav can do it for a moment, we can do it for a lifetime. If a person's been zeichet to the wealth, but the person has to make sure not to shtech Esav with it. There's one short word on the haftarah, very nice word. Again, Malagal Amukos. Yod Asher Keneu Vechamoy Evus Ba'olov Ami LeYod HaYisrael LeYisboinu. He says like this, Yod Asher Keneu, the Gershami tells us there was an ox that kept Shabbos. And what happened was, the Yid sold him to a goy, and then he carried on with stopping working on Shabbos, and eventually the Yid had to whisper to him, no, you've got a new ownership. Chamoy Ebus Ba'olov is the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yoy, that he knew that his master always took two misamaisas from his trough, and one time he was stolen, and they didn't take. So we say, Yoda Shoy Kenei, if an ox can know who owns him, and if he keeps Shabbos accordingly, and Chamoy Ebus Ba'olov, the donkey can know who's feeding him, and make sure to do it right, Kavachim Eklal Yisrael, should make sure to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's a very interesting word on after. I just want to say, towards Tisha B'Av, an idea, what is the avodah of Tisha B'Av? I'm bringing a possible Shir Hashim, so you might need to bear with me for a moment till we get to it. It's a very, very, very beautiful possible Shir Hashim. The Pasuk says like this, Yishbati Eschem B'Nosu Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael make a shvur to the goyim, Im Timsu Es Doidi, if you find the one that I love, Matagidu Loi, what will you tell him? That I'm feeling ill from love. That is the possible which Chai Yisrael say to the goyim. And it's interesting, Chazal tell us that when Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask the nations of the world to come for judgment. Each nation will try to come up with arguments. And Chai Yisrael are saying to the goyim that on that day of judgment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks the world, we're asking the goyim to testify on our behalf. What will you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechil asahavu? I want to explain a little bit the background of the Pesukim, first in the Moshul, then the Nimshul. In the Moshul, there was a queen, the wife of the king, who was being misbehaving, and the king comes to her at night, knocking on the door, begging her, saying to her, will you let me back in? And she's very stubborn, very difficult, she sends him away. And the king rejects her after that, says, if you don't want me, fine, and he leaves her. And the Pasuk then describes that the woman, the wife, realizes, the queen realizes what mistake she did. So she goes around the town, because she looks for the king, and she can't find him. He doesn't reply. So what happens is, she's wandering, lost, taken out of the palace. And when that happens, she gets beaten up. She gets wounded, she gets hit. She takes the crown. Is taken away from her. The crown is taken away from her. And now she makes this declaration that if you actually manage to meet my husband the king, please tell him, Chilas Ha'avoni. The Nimshal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of Bayis Vishon, said to Klal Yisrael, do tshuva, send Nevi'im twice a day, do tshuva. Klal Yisrael refused. So eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them, Klal Yisrael went to the Golos. And what happens is, that Klal Yisrael suffer terribly, they get hit, they get wounded, they take the crown away. What's the crown? That's the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was taken away from Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael says, Shbati Eschem. What do you mean, Shbati Eschem? There's many Malchim. But the Mitzudah David tells us that what Klal Yisrael are saying is that of all the pains that we're going through Golos, What hurts us the most is the lack of love that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to read some of the words. First he describes the Moshul, and then he describes the Nimshul. So the Tzuda says like this, when she finishes off telling over the story of how she has suffered so much, so she says to her friends, I make a shvur, that if you find my, the one that I love, tell him, I'm ill because I desire so much his love. As if she says, I'm not ill because of what I've been beaten. I'm not ill because of the suffering. Because that pain is like nothing compared to the pain that he has separated himself from me. Say to the goyim that you should give testimony about us, that all that we have suffered in Golus, that is okay with us. But the fact that we've lost our Ashuas HaShchinah, that we can't deal with, that is the Chilas Avo, that is the pain that we have. It's a very, very beautiful assurance. Vilna Gaon says the same pshat in much, much shorter words. Vilna Gaon says exactly the same pshat. Rashi and the Rambam say different pshatim, but that's how the Gaon and the Siddhas explain. The problem with this explanation is that we sit down on Tisha B'Av and we read about, if a person thinks about the Crusades, Tach V'Tat, the Holocaust, that's something that speaks to us easily. If a person was to say, no, the only thing that pains me is that I am missing that Shuas HaShchinah. To say, maybe the Gedolim, like the Chofetz Chaim, maybe that's what they felt. But us, we're busy worried about how much money we have, about our health, our children. We're worried about Kol Chili, all my pain. B'chotzari, all my suffering is because I've lost that Shuas HaShchinah. So it's more like this, that when you have a very little child, like a toddler, and they haven't slept well the night before, and they're hungry, and then one of their siblings takes away a toy. So the toddler goes on the floor, makes a huge tantrum, and the mother says, oh, he's tired, or he's hungry. Now, if you'd ask the toddler, what would the toddler say? That's not true, not tired, not hungry. He took my car, that's why I'm crying. But the reality is, a person with a bit more chokhmah understands that that's not the case. The case is that that's what he thinks, because he's not really aware of what's going on. Unfortunately, the child's very young, they have very little awareness of what's really bothering them. As they get older, they get a better awareness. Even with adults, you have such a thing. Sometimes you have an adult, a couple will be fighting for many years, upset with each other. He says, she doesn't like me. And they go to somebody with a wise person, and they'll explain. You know, let's say, for example, the wife says, the husband comes late. And he's not nice, comes home late, doesn't tell me. And a clever person says, no, it's bothering you because you like him so much. So the fact that they come late, somebody else would come late, won't bother you so much. But the fact that your husband comes late, so you think to yourself, I love them so much, why don't they reciprocate? What a person is able to do is to change and give a better understanding what is really disturbing a person. For that, you need to have a good vision. But emes, the word shir ashirim can be, explanation can be, the sight of all sights, the best view of all views. Ashurenu v'leyato, v'leyato, v'leyato. Ashurenu means to see something. Shlomo HaMelech says, I can see better than anybody else. Shir HaShirim, Asher Shlomo, I can see better than anybody else. And what do I see? I see that the reason why a Yid is in pain, he thinks it's because he's struggling financially. He thinks it's because of the fact that he's not feeling so well. But that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is, the real pain of a Yid, when he's walking around unhappy, a Yid walks around sad, the real reason is not because of anything else, is because he's lacking a kuvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's lacking a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is his real pain. He says, what does it help? If I don't feel it, I don't notice it, and you tell me that's my pain. The answer is, when a wise person has told you something, imagine a wise person, imagine the toddler would be able to understand, or this couple, or listening properly. So he says to them, you think that you don't like each other, it's not true, it's because you love each other so much, that's why you're not treating each other nicely. A person can then redirect the machshavas, the feelings, to where it's really helpful. A person sometimes can wake up at night, or in the morning, walk around, feeling not so good in themselves. And they think to themselves, you know what, this will help me, that craving, if I satisfy that craving, if I satisfy this. And they say such a thing, that sometimes people even eat. Why do they eat? Because they're unhappy. But what's happening is, it's not actually giving them what they really need. They need to settle down. Happiness, the food, it's just a binge eating. It's not really calming them down. if they were able to go to the Sheva which was disturbing them, they would feel much, much better. So Shlomo HaMelech, that Klal Yisrael should know that what's really disturbing them is Matagidu Lo Shechil HaSavani, the pain of losing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's very good to hear the Mitzvot inside. That Klal Yisrael say, this is the only thing that I wish for, is that I should be able to have Ashuas HaShechina. When a person's aware of that, they're going to be spending the whole of Tisha B'Av sitting and thinking about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And many times a person will use manners to be able to get to that feeling. Different people work whatever is over them, each person with their own desires. But a person has to be aware that at the source of it all, the shevish of it all is that we lack a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is aware of that, then when he tries to make himself feel better, when the person, any time of the year, when the person's feeling a bit low, a person's feeling a bit frustrated in themselves, if a person is able to understand that the ikar pain that the Yiddish and the Shoma has is the fact that they're lacking a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is able to then realize that and reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it changes what a person is looking for, what a person is striving for. We should be zeicher to that comes. Abba Yisrael zeicher v'zeicher v'simchasa. The Sefer writes that zeicher is Lashem Hoiva. He says because the gaguim for the Beis HaMikdash, the actual desire for the Beis HaMikdash, that brings the person, that builds the Beis HaMikdash in the person's life. So zeicher v'simchasa, the actual yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, is our attachment, is our closeness to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sure we zeicher to be as good tzedek, may we remain.